Time for...
In the world of AFL, there is one modern-day player that rises above all else.
I'd be happy to put my name up as the chairman.
Whose opinions and judgments we respect.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
The situations are real. The verdicts are final. This is Judge Juddy.
Been looking forward to this all week.
So am I. Before we move into Judge Juddy, we're not ruling out Judge Chella for 2020 just yet, are we, or not?
Well, I've spoken to Andrew. He's not keen on it going ahead at this stage. But it's important for
Dan,
the economy.
The Premier.
You just dropped an Andrews on the Premier, did you?
Beijing Dan.
That's
funny. I spoke to him.
It was well received by the wider community, Judge Chella. I think they'd appreciate it.
I think so. I think so. Are we going to get back to this now, Duke?
Yeah.
All right, off you go.
How well received was it? Let's be honest.
Was
Judge Chella. We loved it. Like, what about the rest?
Couldn't
have
a better time.
Everyone loved it. It was a big success, no? You and Jonesy and the boys had a good catch up and did your thing. Howard didn't make it, but that was not altogether unexpected.
That was working.
Anyway, Howard, it has been a big week.
It has.
This week. A few things have come across my desk. Okay. The first was this today. Big story.
I'm here today to advise you that based on advice provided to me by our cyber experts, Australian organisations are currently being targeted by a sophisticated state-based cyber actor.
Cyber attacks, Howard, today, and I met with the Judd Corp team, and we went up to the roof of the office block, big office block now, the team's expanded. We got every laptop the team has, every iPad, every phone, we put them in a big vat and we burnt the crap out of them, Howard, because I don't want any of these punks going through our history, our business. They've burnt, they've gone to high heaven.
We also, got a history worried about.
Also did some digging around on who could be behind these attacks, and I think it could be Tasmania, to be honest. I think they've always had us in their gun, and that's who I'm thinking it could be at this stage. So that was the first one. Second one.
Why Tasmania?
Like, it's classified information, Purple, at this stage. But
he's been censored.
My digging around at this stage is pointing to Tasmania.
Right. It's an overseas actor.
Well, they are overseas, Duke. So, big story. This is an even bigger story.
Okay.
Again, in the political landscape.
Yeah, of course.
Now, I look around the room. You know, Duke, he sort of does his breathing and expects everyone to clap, but he sits around and breathes for 20 minutes a day. He won't stop talking about it. Damo spends his day just trying to get people sacked. Nath, we know he doesn't do much except for looking at horses. And Howard does sort of his guru things. I'm the only one that joins the big picture together. And I think we'd all say that Mark Rusciutto carries a lot of power over in Adelaide.
I certainly do.
Yep.
And we know they've had trouble retaining their players. We've spoken about, you know, Cameron Betts, Lever, Dangerfield, McGovern, all left that football club.
Yes.
And seemingly an unrelated issue, South Australia have closed their borders. I put it to you, Rusciutto and the Adelaide Crows have closed the South Australian borders as their last effort to stop players leaving that football club, and that's what their player retention has come to. And someone had to uncover this story, and I think this is bigger than 60 Minutes expose on the Labor Party in Victoria. This goes deep, Duke. What do you think?
That was good.
I hope for Damo's sake those borders do stay closed, Juddy.
I knew you could do it clean, Judge. I knew you could still do it clean and well.
And the three votes go to Australia scientists for this breaking news this week.
Can the coronavirus be spread through farts? The answer is critical. The answer is critical, darling, because it could lead to a breakthrough in blaming coronavirus on the dog. Turns out farts are dangerous for the same reason coughing and sneezing are, because flatulence itself is an aerosol-generating procedure. Hence the old rhyme, Beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you perform an aerosol-generating procedure. Here's what the good doctor had to say about corona farts.
I think that what we should do in terms of social distancing and being safe is that a policy on the part of the entire Australian population should be that you don't fart close to other people and that you don't fart with your bottom bare.
I'm hoping that's pretty much always the advice.
Where did you get that, Judge?
We talk about
We
talk about the nameless, faceless people of the Labor Party. Who are the nameless, faceless members of our society cupcaking people with their bare bum, Howard? It's a big issue, and I'm glad our scientists are at the forefront of it.
And it's been a long-standing rule in the Triple Entry box.
Yes.
You get officially exited if you go down that path. I think it was called the BT rule early days.
I'll tell you what's driven me mad. I went for a run the other day.
Oh, go on.
And There was an older woman walking around, and she poked her arm out, almost like she was going to clothesline me as I was running past. I thought, that's
1.5 metres.
One of the strangest things I've ever seen. I was talking to someone about it. That's a thing now. That's guarding your 1.5 metre space.
Really? Mm. Putting the bumper bar up.
Putting an arm out.
So, judge, don't come in my space.
Yeah.
It is.
They're giving her a cupcake.
What do you do all week at that judge court? What do you do to find that stuff?